Get out the insurance cards, get out the copays. The office is open, my friends. Brought to you by DrRoto.com.
Hello, everybody, it's your ride. So let's get to it.
Bring the bang!
What's up, everybody? This is Heat Override, and I'm ready to bring the burn for you and Dr. Roto this week. Ooh, yeah. Man, what a crazy fight card we had yesterday. Of course, I was sleeping for most of it, so this is going to be actually probably a faster rundown. I did, of course, go do all the review, rewatch the entire event, but I was up actually in the morning, man. So, everybody, you ready for another Hard Hits review? I'll bring the burn. Woo! All right, all right. Man, I mean, we will talk about, of course, Nurmagomedov's upset, you know, because Song did what he did, and that's why we cover these fights. We'll talk about that, of course, on this show. We'll be recovering. We'll talk about our DFS bets, parlays, and how we did. Everything looked pretty good. So, I mean, until the main event, things just kind of went south. We'll talk about that. We'll also walk through the card, talk about, you know, maybe some key points. I thought some fighters could have did a little better. Would have did better for us. So that's kind of the idea. But of course, you want to make sure that you get over to Dr. Roto and Heat Override and Bring the Pain. Like, follow, share. Of course, Dr. Roto on YouTube and the X. Heat Override on the X and on my YouTube. Of course, you get these live on my YouTube. The Fight Club of Pain is always live every single week. And so will the Ultra Contrarian Show when football starts with Fuego Steve. So you're really want to show, you know, show up for that. As also, the code word 2026 is still active. You can get a 20% off of your package at Dr. Roto. There's a ton of new people coming in for NFL DFS content, NFL seasonal content. We're helping people left and right. I'm having drafts, two more drafts today myself. So, you know, that's just how we kind of do it. So you want to definitely get over there, man. But hey, you know, let's do this. Let's get to the fight card breakdown. UFC Shanghai. Nurmagomedov versus Song. Ooh, yeah. What a crazy card, right? Bam, started out. Okay, Ding Meng came in, boom, did his thing, and did not win against Cam Nelson. I did have Cam Nelson winning that fight, and I had that fight going under. Unfortunately, that did not work out for me. Julie Prolosky definitely got the work done in the first round. Bam. That was great because, like, I had a lot of stuff in Gloucester. That was like, because if you follow the Fight Club of Pain or you're in the subs only Discord at Dr. O, that's why you really got to be there. Because honestly, when I'm sitting here, when I'm going over fights like this, I'm going over fights like this because I target them. So you win a lot of money at the beginning of the night or daytime or while you're sleeping. So when you wake up, you have money to spend. That's why I use this formula, people. So, you know, bang, got it. All right, got that done. And this one got me because Lawrence Liu actually looked really good. And then he kind of just gave up. But this is a fighting sequence. This right here was a big loss for me on a few of the things that I went through. But, hey, that's why we hedge. That's why sometimes we do things differently. I, of course, had Zhao Long against Newsy. Newsy, same thing. Just starched him, bro. That's what happens, man. Sometimes boxers. But now this fight I had going over. I had Woodson. That was my lean. I did use Jenkins for the DFS slate. So that definitely was a huge, huge, huge bonus for me as well on the DFS slate. And when we get to the DFS numbers and the DFS letters, and you hear how we did and kind of what would happen and why things sometimes you have to present, you have to protect yourself from disaster. You have to hedge. You know, we'll get all into that real quick. So, boom, let's get back to it. Tsuruya Boras, I mean, that's why he was the most expensive person on the DFS slate. Tsuruya ran through him. Lima loved it. He pulled off that late submission. He was a slave for me on the DFS side, but I had Hassan everywhere. Wait till you hear his surprise, right? And Lucy, bang, knocking out Rodriguez. These were a lot of the fights that I had covered on the Fivetastic picks. So you definitely want to make sure that you check these things out, because that's why being behind the full access paywall of Dr. Roto kind of helps too, so that you can get the Fivetastic picks, because that's a huge, huge thing. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that a little later. Sumadarji, of course, getting it the distance. That was good. Asakura smoking Arikulang in the second round, just like Jeff Dan said, he said, second round knockout. We did knockout. We did it good. Gomes getting that knockout. She was not only the underdog, but she was cheap as hell on the DFS slate. Thank you. And then, of course, the fraud check. I mean, not that Nurmagomedov is not a fraud. So let me just like totally get that out of anybody's heads that might think that. What happened is what happens when you just have Chris boxing. You go to your combinations, you throw the combinations upon entry. Song is definitely fast enough for that. And Nurmagomedov got caught with that uppercut. That is why sometimes you can have a favorite win 9 out of 10 times, but that one time you get caught with an uppercut. Now, Song gets a chance to fight for a title. And Nurmagomedov has got to go back to, you know, draw board, go beat somebody else he already beat. You know, it sucks. It really sucks for him. But that's what happens in the fight game. And that's the same thing that, the same thing that Lawrence Liu and Xiao Long, also huge favorites, people that I selected this week. So that for me, high confidence, really thought they were going to showcase, had them in my DFS lineups a couple, but I did not play well. I said that, I stressed that when you get these things, a lot of my money, a lot of my action is usually live and feeling out how the card and the judges are going. So if I feel the judges are leaning the, let's say, grapple heavy or strike based or damage based, then sometimes it helps me figure out those later. If this guy's got some big hands, they might look at that blood. Let's get something. What do we got? Bang, hit a number. But that's all stuff that you can ask me in the subs only Discord at Dr. Roto. That's why you just got to get there. Or you gotta come to my YouTube at Heat Override and number 5 and ask me questions on there. Cause now YouTube is making it, you know, where you post and you can do things. So maybe I need to be more active on there for all of you. But that really is the thing. That is really the key to this fight card. And it sucks for him. I had him, and that's how it went down. All right, let's get to the betting and DFS breakdown. How did we do? Oh, yeah. Well, my Tuesday lineup got smoked. Jean got smoked. Jenkins lost. Of course, Meng lost. Those are different. Gomes was a killer. Asakura was great. Nurmagomedov did not happen out for me. Of course, Nurmagomedov was my top of my rankings for DFS slate. Did not work out so well for that, but that's okay. That's what happens when there's an upset. And, you know, he's like a -550, whatever. So overall, I went 10-3. That's not bad. Dan and I both, with the Nurmagomedov loss, went 2-1 for the show. Not bad. Sheriff's Corral ended up 1-2. I mean, 3-0 last week, 1-2 this week. You know, sometimes you just got to, it just things happen. You know, I had Gomes knockout points, but we went with points. And we should just take Gomes knockout points. I should have knew it. But we were just trying to get that extra money because that made it a little juicier for us at the time. So also the soup can of the week hit. So Dan's already back on another 2-week win streak after losing one, after winning 15, something like that. Yeah, it was 15. So, you know, that's again the product that we put out. It's a consistent product in the Fight Club of Pain. And that's only available on the Bring the Pain Network. You have to get over there and do that. You have to make sure that you follow, like, share, and put your notifications in there. That's, like I said, that's where you can talk. And I thank you all for the follows. I thank you all for that. We need to boom this up so people can get this method out here. Our formula really does work. I promise you, it's very safe and it's very effective. That's why I designed it this way. I mean, I can give you big bets. I give you big bets. We get big bets. But like, I can't not lie, I like my money trail to grow and grow. Right? Woo! All right. Let's get to it. Parlay Pain, 3-2 because Meng, no distance. Should have listened to Dan because it was the soup can. He said Meng will lose by distance. So there it is. He was right. And that was a miss. And then, of course, Long, I had decision, no bet. And he got finished. I should have just played no distance. But the no distance, I think, was a negative like 480. And the decision, no bet, was a negative 166. I was really trying to get that long finish and get that, or just get my money back. That's not happening. Of course, Soria knockout sub hit, Limo knockout sub hit, Hassan knockout sub hit, all hit, boom. Hit the 3-2. Those were all great numbers, of course. So that did return positive money, but barely, just a little bit, made a little bit of money back. The money line, because of those two losses, of course, with Long, and of course, more so Nurmagomedov and Liu, that kind of hurt that. So 3-2 for the money line. These lineup, these parlays are always five legs in the subs only Discord at Dr. Roto. I put them in there. However, the Fivetastics money line went 4-1, and the Fivetastics, because I hedged correctly, the Fivetastic picked long shot, which was a plus 939. I know it's not the best, but it's what we had to work with. Went 5-0, returned money on the round robin on the five leg parlay spread that was in the subs only Discord at on Friday night. So that is why you have to get over to Dr. Roto and use the code word 2026 and get your package off of the entire site. So you get the bet, you get the UFC coverage, because that's how you make money. You play all the sports. So let's hit up FanDuel DraftKings. I only played three lineups each, had very minimum exposure. Went 1-2. Okay, though. GK scored over 609 points with 696, taking down the big slate that I was in. FanDuel, again, 2 weeks in a row, over 700 points, 709. And the top was 833 in the $3, I think it was. So Song, 21%. That was my winning lineup. So both those winning lineups on FanDuel and DraftKings both went 6-0. They were both 6-0. They all won. So, but it's all the method on how you win, right? You know, somebody gets a 60-point win as opposed to a 100-point win. That's 40 points. So, Gomes, 38%. Good. She got the value. She got it done perfectly. Asakura, 24%. Now, I know he's priced up there, but I wish I would have came off with, like, a number augmentative and had him. But I did have Asakura in my Tuesday lineup. But the other lineup I put in the subs-only Discord was the 700-point lineup. Or 600-point lineup. Hassan, 19%. Bang, if you would have listened to the Fight Club of Pain, you would have knew I would have liked Hassan. Nelson, 23%. Lucy, 33%. Nice. Umar, 50%. Thank you. Jenkins, 27%. Still proved. He still had volume. He's still in a loss, had volume. He was 27% owned. That, he asked for more of that. Meng, 29%. Went distance, had volume. Jinan got smoked. Lu Law was doing okay. 35% got smoked. And, of course, Perez, 21%. That was not a bad day at the office for the DFS. Like I said, I woke up, I had already won the Fivetastic long shot, and I had already returned all my money. So I played the rest of the day. And then, of course, I wrote my baseball article, just like I wrote my baseball article and DFS article today. I got all my information. Hopefully that's going really good. But hey, that's what we do. That's how we do it. I want full transparency on this. This is the thing, but overall, it wasn't bad. 15-5 overall for the things. I even had another parlay I threw in that was 3-2, which was a little more aggressive and did well. I hit on a few knockdowns. I had a few knockdown bets where I had 2 and 3 legs. So, you know, I threw a few bucks. So, you know, just a good day, but I was busy. I was doing things. I was helping my father shop. So that all besides itself, that's how it was. Make a little money. Could have made more. Didn't. Live to fight another day. That's what we teach at DrRoto.com, and that's what I always preach on Bring the Pain. Ooh, yeah! Woo! All right, of course, this Thursday, Dan and I will be back in the Fight Club of Pain at 7 p.m. to cover fight night in Paris between Huka and Panas. I already got all my notes started. I got it all written out. It's already getting into it. So I got me a whole week. Of course, I got other stuff to get to, but man, now it's going to be football time, so I'm going to get some things together, and we get this whole package to go, so look forward to that. So, of course, this show on Tuesdays is going to have the football packages, so you get your IDP player, and you get your Macho Pick of the Week. That's your preview to the Ultra Contrarian Show. That's how I do it, guys. That's how I do it. All right, everybody, have a great day, and always remember to bring the pain! Ooh!
Thanks for stopping by the office. Get your fantasy prescription by subscribing to the channel and checking out DrRoto.com. Until the next visit, be well and take care.